USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump facing criticism after warning that a successful impeachment would set off a civil war-like fracture from which he claims the country would never heal. Illinois Republican Congressman and Air Force vet Adam Kinzinger tweeting that he has visited nations ravaged by real civil war, and he wrote, quote, "I have never imagined such a quote to be repeated by a president. This is beyond repugnant." Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is calling on Congress again and the White House to approve legislation on universal gun background checks. Schumer renewing his call shortly after President Trump had a meeting with the head of the NRA.
Best way President Trump can prove that he still can govern is universal background checks. That's where governing begins.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Three inmates who escaped from an Ohio prison over the weekend are now back in custody. Police in a suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina, arrested the men at about 2 a.m. today, Eastern Time. The three and another inmate had escaped from a jail in southeast Ohio after overpowering two female guards just after midnight on Sunday. Teams at the Grand Canyon will try today to recover the body of a man who jumped to his death from the Grand Canyon Skywalk over the weekend. They say the 28-year-old man jumped from the walkway on Saturday afternoon. The horseshoe-shaped glass walkway, about 800 feet above the canyon floor, just west of the Grand Canyon National Park. Fallout from this month's attack on a Saudi oil facility showing up at the gas pumps, the average price of a gallon of regular in the U.S. up another 10 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. It's now averaging $2.73. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
SpaceX founder Elon Musk unveiling a new prototype of a spacecraft for private trips to the moon. He does so on the 11th anniversary of his company's first successful orbital launch of a rocket. More on the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The new Starship, called Mark 1, and a super heavy booster will send up to 100 people into space, then the moon, and ultimately to Mars. Also on display was Raptor, a full-flow, staged combustion rocket engine, which is powered by cryogenic methane and liquid oxygen. Musk hopes to reach Earth orbit with a Starship prototype in about 6 months, and people could start flying aboard the vehicle possibly by next year. Last year, SpaceX said they're sending Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa and other artists around the moon sometime next year. Musk said his long-term vision is to send humans to the moon and to Mars to make humanity multiplanetary. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And singer Kanye West says he's done with secular rap and is going gospel. That's what he told a Chicago listening party on Saturday for his new album, Jesus is King, a Kanye West experience. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.